When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We begin with politics. There is a Senate race in California to replace the passed away Dianne Feinstein. And presuming it was not close, I didn't follow until the LA Times. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Mr. Schiff, Ms. Porter, Ms. Barbara Lee, and there is the outsider, who I think is a baseball player. What's happening, Jeff?
Good evening, John. That's right. It's a very interesting race, to say the least. You have Adam Schiff, who made a name for himself, going after Donald Trump for years. You have Barbara Lee, famous for being a real firebrand on the left. Katie Porter is kind of this upstart, fresh face from Orange County, who's been capturing the heart of female voters throughout the state. And then you have good old Steve Garvey, the Dodgers All-Star Hall of Fame first baseman, who's jumped into politics and could very well be in the final election after we get through this preliminary primary one here, because he's polling stronger than people thought. And they also think that the other Democrats will tear each other apart. It looks like Schiff right now will emerge as the leader. He's got a 4 percentage point lead. That's not a definitive victory yet, but it's a good sign for him. He's really started to move ahead, and he's really putting a lot of money away in his war chest.
Now, in California, you have a different rule. It doesn't require two parties in the final. Is that correct?
That's correct. And to a lot of people's upset often, but that's how it works. And it could work out well for Steve Garvey here.
We move away from the Senate to the story that is right in front of us right now, which is San Francisco, always San Francisco. Jeff tells me another retailer is closing. Surprisingly, or are these retailers are falling like dominoes?
That's right, and these are big-name retailers. We still lose a lot of the smaller businesses as time goes along. They can't keep up with the cost of the rent, the skyrocketing labor costs, and, of course, the crime. And so you have a lot of businesses that are not no-name mom-and-pop businesses that just kind of disappear. But it's these big ones like Hollister, which has been a very well-known retailer that caters to the younger set but makes a lot of money. And they've decided to pull out of San Francisco, one of the chief locations there. So this is another big strike against San Francisco and the economy there, underscoring that it's hard to do business and make money in San Francisco.
It's wintertime. There's snow, and the skiing is excellent, except an avalanche. Where?
They had an avalanche at a place called Palisades Tahoe. It's just above Lake Tahoe. Most people knew it as Squaw Valley, which was the home of the 1960 Olympics. It's a great ski resort. I've skied there a number of times, but it's also had a number of problems in the past with some avalanches. And, of course, a couple of days ago, they had a fatal accident there where a large portion of snow came down off the slopes and took out a number of skiers and snowboarders. It killed one man, a gentleman in his 60s. It injured several others. They were sent to the hospital. And then yesterday, they had another avalanche. It just shows you that even though you have these great ski patrol teams who deal with avalanche prevention all the time, the mitigation, they cannot be 100% sure. You know, Mother Nature's at work here. You're dealing with steep slopes. It was the steepest slope that's at Palisades Tahoe. You've got changing weather conditions, very heavy snow, winds. And so you have these types of problems happen with avalanches. And this was tragically a fatal one.
Now, I call upon your experience as Yodeler Bliss. Jeff, I put away my non-existent skis into a non-existent closet. I'm not a skier, but this does not sound exciting to be skiing or snowboarding where you can be buried by a wall of snow. Does that add some thrill to the moment? Or isn't it better to go over to the children's slope and not be avalanched?
Well, it certainly doesn't hold any attraction for me. I always try to ski on very well-groomed slopes. You don't find me on double black diamond, the most expert slopes, unless I fall into that area somehow. But there are people who do find some sort of excitement, some sort of challenge in skiing these very dangerous areas. And you find where people go off-piste or off the course quite often in different resorts, sometimes not only threatening their own lives, but the lives of rescuers who come to find them or take them out. So this is a problem, and there are some people, and you can see it on social media all the time, people skiing in remote locations where there's no avalanche mitigation program there, and all they're doing is trying to stay in front of these avalanches coming behind them, skiing at high speed. So, yeah, it's exciting to watch on the screen, but that's not my take.
You send me a social media, Twitter, I believe, X, of a truck going sideways. This is a very strange way to drive. Is this what's happening now? You drive sideways in a major highway?
It's a California thing. No, this is again up near Lake Tahoe area in the Donner Pass area. And this happens quite often on the highway, Highway 80, I believe. You get snow and ice buildup, just like back east, but a lot of people here aren't used to it. Now, this trucker was doing a very good job of trying to keep his semi tractor trailer in control, braking all the way and trying to steer it gently into a snowbank.
He's not going straight, Jeff. It's kind of obvious. Why doesn't he stop?
I'm sure he's standing on the brakes. There's no traction there with the ice and with the incline there where he is and with the icy road conditions. All I can say is I hope he made it, because that's a slide for life, as they say.
Is he going up or down?
He's going down. He's going down at a slow rate of speed, but still. He's so heavy, it's so dangerous.
Boy, does that look scary. All right, another closing. This one not in San Francisco, a place for pea soup. What closed?
Pea Soup Anderson's in Buellton is a California tradition. Anybody that's driven up the I-5, or driven up the 101, in California, from L.A. to San Francisco, has stopped there. I guarantee you they stopped there. They all know about it. And this place is famous for their millions of bowls of pea soup that they've made there. In the Buellton Solvang area, and it's just great food, hearty food. It's a place you go on a long, cold trip up the coast, up through the central part of California when you're driving. And unfortunately, just closed for some reason that nobody seems to understand. They don't know if they're going to reopen it or not. That place has been open for almost 100 years through a family, and it's kind of got a lot of people sad and thinking, wow, if Anderson's can close, what's next here in California?
Time to worry about Disney. Bob Iger comes back to take the reins to reorganize the brand. They own ESPN, they own ABC. At some point early, Mr. Iger says, perhaps we'll sell it, ESPN, perhaps we'll sell ABC. Now there's a story of a sports show, I don't know the name of it, using a sports hero who's not playing. I think he's a New York Jets quarterback. And they're trash-talking the very prominent and successful Jimmy Kimmel, whom I do know. I've seen him on television over the years. This is ESPN gaining attention, but it's the brand, Jeff. It's the brand. This can't be good.
That's right. This is Pat McAfee we're talking about. He's a host of a show on ESPN, which is a Disney-backed sports media giant, obviously. And he would have frequent guests, Aaron Rodgers, the former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers and currently injured or out player from New York Jets. And Rodgers would come in there and talk about vaccinations. Many people said he was spreading misinformation about it, insulting an influential ESPN executive, Norby Williamson, who manages many of the studio shows. And then also, Rodgers coming on, and he called out Jimmy Kimmel, one of the most high-profile employees in the Disney empire, accusing him of some pretty nefarious things. And so you've got all this thing boiling around. Pat McAfee came back and he kind of tried to excuse it and apologize for it. Aaron Rodgers hasn't apologized for his remarks, which may be slanderous. It's hard to say right now against Jimmy Kimmel, but it's brought a lot of unwarranted attention to Disney.
And Disney doesn't need more grief. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.